NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from local businesses like JB's Tacos, Ladybird Diner, for supporting KPR by generously donating food during our membership drive. A bit more music for you from Claude Debussy as we enter the afternoon time and his tune, The Girl with the Flaxen Hair. Violinist Isaac Stern playing with the Columbia Symphony Orchestra. And this is Kansas Public Radio. As I say, classical music continues on a Wednesday afternoon, and I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to have joined you. Coming up, we have something from American composer Henry Cowell. Several somethings, as a matter of fact, a series of truly gorgeous oboe and piano duets. We'll hear ostinati for oboe. They're on the way. And afterwards, we'll find ourselves in a familiar place with music of Georges Bizet and Suite No. 1 from Carmen, a bit later with the Malmö Symphony. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. As we continue in the noon hour, the tale of Romeo and Juliet, told once again in music, this time from English composer Edward Gurman, who was born in the late 19th century and sort of the successor to Sir Arthur Sullivan in the world of English comic opera, and later as the music director of the Globe Theatre in London, was in high demand to write music for the plays of Shakespeare. In 1895, that was Romeo and Juliet, and a few samples from that suite next with the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Czechoslovakia on KPR. A little music by English composer Edward Gurman, who in his capacity as music director of London's Globe Theatre put on several of Shakespeare's plays with original music composed, and that one from 1895 is suite from Romeo and Juliet with the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:25. We're about 12 minutes away from the Malmö Symphony Orchestra's rendition of Carmen Suite No. 1 by Georges Bizet, still to come on Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. On the KU campus right now, 69 degrees, warming up to about 71. Skies for the most part sunny and lows in the mid-50s tonight. Looks like we have a slight chance of showers for tomorrow. We have something for you now, a little American chamber music for oboe and piano by composer Henry Cowell, three ostinati. Oboist Terry Sargas is with pianist Robert Conway, next on KPR. Playing oboe there, Harry Sargas, with Robert Conway at piano, with three ostinati, with chorales, music for oboe and piano by American composer Henry Cowell, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is coming up on 12:40, about 20 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern. So with our time left in this hour, we'll welcome up the Malmö Symphony Orchestra conductor James DePriest to enjoy Music from the catalog of essential works by Georges Bizet, and Suite No. 1 from his great opera, Carmen, on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Carmen Suite No. 1 by Georges Bizet. We heard the Malmö Symphony Orchestra led by James DePriest today on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 1 p.m., and around the corner is NPR News. I'll be with you in the next hour, where we have Samuel Barber and his first essay for orchestra, along with Mozart, a horn concerto, and a Venezuelan piano quintet. We've got lots of interesting things for you still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for being with us today on KPR. Here at the KU campus, 69 degrees, on our way to a high of 71, sunny skies. Tonight, cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. You're listening to KPR.
On Morning Edition, every weekday.
Your Morning Edition, every weekday, from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Lots from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Conductor Dmitry Yablonsky and the Russian Philharmonic Orchestra with a few musical bars from Antonin Dvorak, a short polka in B-flat major, suitable for the instruction of his students at the Prague Conservatory. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on now on a Wednesday afternoon. Coming up, we've got Mozart. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields has one of his horn concertos. Not to mention the Paris Quartet and a piano quintet from a composer, Venezuelan-born but primarily considered a French composer, Reynaldo Hahn's piano quintet, all just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 3 p.m. till late. More at 715mass.com. We continue with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. During my time getting my education here at the University of Kansas, I never really cared for writing essays. But what we'll listen to now is an essay of quite a different sort from Samuel Barber, and music he wrote in the 1930s as a young composer, encouraged on by the great conductor Arturo Toscanini, his first essay for orchestra. This was one of three that he would compose in his lifetime, and I wondered why he would call these essays. No one else, to my knowledge, used that term for their pieces, but it's Barber's apparent own invention. This work is an essay in the sense that it's the idea behind a musical essay is the development of a complex and well-reasoned thoughtful work drawn from a single melodic thesis. At any rate, we'll see how it sounds. Barber's first essay for orchestra, Yo Levi and the Atlanta Symphony, next on KPR. That recording of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, led by Yoel Levy, with the first of three so-called essays for orchestra. Music by Samuel Barber, first composed in 1937. The time is 1:17. In the second half of the hour, we'll be joined by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields for some Mozart and his second horn concerto, still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Willow Domestic Violin Center's Bijou, an evening of Roaring Twenties, Ritz, Jazz, and Live Auction, all in support of the Willow. Thursday, October 16th, 6 p.m., at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org. And the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion, now in downtown Lawrence. Information and portfolio at tcistudio.com. Next, we'll be with the Paris Quartet. We've got some chamber music from a composer born in 1874, first in Caracas, Venezuela, but a man who lived most of his life in Paris, one Reynaldo Hahn, came as a young child to Paris, where he eventually landed as a student of Jules Massenet, the Paris Conservatory. What we'll listen to is his piano quintet in F-sharp minor, a piece of great energy and verve, put on by the Paris Quartet with pianist Alexander Taro. Next on KPR. From composer Reynaldo Hahn. A piano quintet in F-sharp minor, written in 1921. Performed by the Quartet of Paris, along with pianist Alexander Taro, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is just about 1:45, 15 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. We have classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. And, once again this evening, Destiny has more music tonight from 7 to 9. Looking at the evolution of the waltz with minuets, menuets, and more. Destiny has classical music tonight from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. We have a little time left in this 1 p.m. hour for the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Iona Brown, with horn player Timothy Brown for Mozart and his second horn concerto in E-flat major, next on KPR. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Iona Brown, joined by horn player Timothy Brown in horn concerto number 2 in E-flat major, music by Mozart. On Kansas Public Radio. Coming up now on 2 p.m. and in a moment NPR News. Classical music continues on in the next hour, where we've got Beethoven, the Third Violin Sonata, as well as music by Gustav Holst, Hans Werner Heinze. Much more wonderful music still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for joining us on KPR.
In, we hear from the scientists studying the volcano at its crater on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Today from 3 to 7, All Things Considered on KPR, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the KC Civic Orchestra, presenting works by Stravinsky, Tchaikovsky, Debussy, and Mendelssohn on Sunday, October 12th, 3 p.m. in the Midwest Trust Center. Open to the public, but reservation is required at kccivic.org.
NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A little bit more from the opera Mlada by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. The Procession of the Nobles. Eugene Normandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra taking us into our 2 p.m. hour of the classics on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back once more. I'm Jeff Watson, and with you a bit while longer until 3 p.m. For this hour of classical music, we're going to encounter some Beethoven, violinist Gideon Kramer with the Third Violin Sonata, not to mention the Hannaford Street Silver Band and the famous Moorside Suite by Gustav Holst. That's all ahead of us on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner Musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other. Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lee.ku.edu. For you next on KPR, music of a 20th century German composer, who in his music is paying homage here to another German composer of a much earlier time. This is from composer Hans Werner Heinze and his tribute to the works of Georg Philipp Telemann in Telemanniana, as Gerard Markson and the Northwest German Philharmonic take it from here on KPR. A 20th century suite, one from the 1940s, paying homage to a composer of a much earlier time. We heard Telemanniana, based on the works of Georg Philipp Telemann, and composed by Hans Werner Heinze. We listened to Gerard Markson leading the Northwest German Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. Just now ticked over to 2:24 in the second half of the hour. We await the Hannaford Street Silver Band and a Moorside Suite by Gustav Holst. That's all ahead in just over 15 minutes from now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KJHK and their 50th birthday celebration featuring American jazz-influenced indie rock musician May Simonez at the Granada on Thursday, October 16th. Doors at 7 p.m. and show is at 8 p.m. Tickets at Granada.com. And local businesses like Zen Zero and Genovese for supporting KPR by generously donating food during our membership drive. Next on KPR, we have a power pairing of violin and piano. Gideon Kramer and pianist Marta Argerich will play us some Beethoven and one of his sonatas for violin, written in 1798, which would make it a fairly early work by Beethoven, and one dedicated to his great teacher, the Italian composer Antonio Salieri. We'll hear Violin Sonata No. 3 in E-flat major on Kansas Public Radio. Beethoven's Violin Sonata No. 3 in E-flat major, completed in 1798 and dedicated to his teacher Antonio Salieri. We heard violinist Gideon Kramer and pianist Marta Argerich with the performance today on Kansas Public Radio. That piece of music dedicated to an Italian composer. One thing that you might want to know about, those of you into music as well as Italian cinema, you'll definitely want to know what's happening tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Murphy Hall on the KU campus. A screening of the 1915 Italian silent film Il Fuoco, or The Fire, by Giovanni Pastrone, with live piano music accompaniment tonight by maestro Stefano Meccagno. The silent film Il Fuoco, and a showing tonight, 7:30 p.m., at Murphy Hall on the KU campus. A free concert tonight. Find out more at kutheater.org. It is 2:44, and at 3 p.m., time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And tonight from 7 to 9, more classical music with Destiny. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. We have one more performance in this 2 p.m. hour of the Hannaford Street Silver Band and music written by Gustav Holst in 1927 for the National Brass Band Festival Championships of Great Britain. This is called a Moorside Suite. Next on KPR. A prize winner in the 1927 Big Band Competitions of Great Britain, from composer Gustav Holst, we heard a Moorside Suite, put on for us by the Hannaford Street Silver Band, here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, we've just about reached the end of another fun afternoon of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. Hope you enjoyed what you heard, and we'll visit again tomorrow at noon for more. But you don't have to wait that long. Destiny has classical music this evening from 7 to 9 p.m. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute FM 90.3, and online at KansasPublicRadio.org.